It's no exaggeration to say that Christina Koznick was one of the greatest American skiers of all time. The Burnsville, Minnesota native was a top U.S. female in the World Cup standings every year from 1995 to 2005. She scored 6 World Cup victories, 20 podiums, and 55 top 10 finishes. Christina represented her country 3 times in the Winter Olympic Games. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect with us anytime to drop that gift off via the electronic transfer at WWIB.com. And you can do that quickly, safely, and securely. Christina Koznick retired from competitive skiing at age 30. Now she's 46, living with her family out in Vail. And she returns one final sports and commentary visit to talk about her faith. Along the way of our previous programs here last week or so, Christina, you have consistently mentioned Jesus changing your heart and your life, and you told me that was in your 20s. So unwrap that for us a little bit, the story of how you came to a personal relationship with Christ as your Savior and your Lord.
Yes. Well, and I was raised Christian, and I went to a Catholic school growing up. And so God, I knew God existed. There was no doubt in my mind. But I was pretty sure when I went off skiing and left and went with a ski team that I shouldn't say that. When I actually went off to be with a ski team, I even had just finished going to a Kanakuk camp and really was renewed and just had asked the Lord to come into my heart and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I had gone off to my first ski team camp with my Bible. And I remember the dinner so well. I was very young. I was easily separated by 4 years. I mean, so you're talking, especially in that age group, I was 15 and the next youngest girl was 18. And then they were all 18, 19, and in their 20s. And they had literally one of the very first dinners I ever sat around. They talked about how people who believe in God are just so stupid, and how could they fall for such a thing. And I remember coming home just crying from my camp, and I put my Bible away, and I kind of decided, well, gosh, I guess if I'm going to make it, I'm going to have to do it this way. And I can't imagine how much that broke God's heart, but he stuck with me, and I never walked away so far as to not believe in him, but I did walk away, and I followed what I thought was, you know, kind of what our culture says, you know, you got to do it on your own, you got to be strong enough, you have to be the whole package. And, you know, whereas as I got later into my career, I realized just the opposite, that I am not the whole package, and without God in my life, you know, that he will completely complete me, and he can be my strength. He is who I should pull from, not, I can't do it on my own. And the first half of my career, I really tried to do it on my own. And little by little, truly in my 20s, I actually asked the Lord. I just said, I didn't pray a lot. I wasn't in communication with him a lot. I definitely wasn't spending time with him. But I did just say, Lord, if you're real, you know, I believe in you, but can you just show me? I need help. And oh, he was so faithful, right? As he always is. He literally put people in my life, in the ski racing world, which is unheard of. I mean, in my life, that were gently leading me back to Christ. I mean, I had a meeting with a BMW guy in Minneapolis, and we go through our meeting, and I put on a cross. I had a cross necklace on. We go through our meeting. We're talking all about sponsorship and cars, and I didn't end up with one, you know, total bummer, but I ended up with so much more. We literally ended our meeting, and he said, hey, can I ask you a personal question? And I was like, okay. And I was a little nervous. I didn't know where he was going. And he said, the necklace, you know, is it faith or is it fashion?
Wow.
And we ended up having this whole conversation about how I've been asking and searching and telling the Lord, can you help me? And just, he was one of so many examples I could go through, but it'll take me way too long, that the Lord just slowly started putting people in my life that drew me closer to him. And by the end of my career, I knew, I really felt, gosh, man, what a bummer. I was in it for so many of the wrong reasons for so many years. But I'm at the same time so grateful that he was always there and always faithful and never gave up on me and really brought me full circle, led me, you know, so gently, right back to him. And it was a really awesome way to transition out of my career. And I just kept seeking him more and more, and realizing that, even though I felt it was late in my career, it's never too late. Like God, can work in your life. Doesn't matter what age you are, or what point in your life you are, where you are in your journey, that it's just really a personal journey between you and Jesus. And I just love that he's brought me full circle to the point where I'm raising my kids incredibly different than I was raised, and that, and hopefully being an example for them that Christ is the center and he's my identity, not a sport or what other people say, and just trying to raise up another generation to just honor him and glorify him in everything they do.
Well, hey, you've done that today. Christina Koznick, 3-time Olympic skier. On sports and commentary, I was thinking when you talked about you walked away from your faith for a while, but God was pursuing you. That's what Paul said in the book of Galatians. We are known by God is pursuing us. And Christina, aren't you grateful for that? God's relentless pursuit of you. And friend out there, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, he is pursuing you right now. So invite him in. If we can help you in that process, we would be honored. So just connect with us at www.iv.com. Christina Koznick, thank you for taking the time to join us again for these days. Appreciate hearing your story of skiing, but even more, your story of a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Yep. Okay, thanks so much for the call.